This is Father Celery with this week's focus for Sunday, February 16th, the sixth Sunday after Epiphany Year A, Raising the Bar. Dear friends, even simple common sense laws seem to have a way of exploding into a morass of regulations. The Federal Register of Regulations is quickly closing in on 1 million pages, but it's not a new phenomenon. In Exodus, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, but that was followed by 27 chapters of do's and don'ts in Leviticus, and 34 chapters more in Deuteronomy, which then morphed into 6,200 pages of Talmudic law, covering every aspect of beliefs, behaviors, diet, customs, ethics, and yes, even attitudes. In this week's gospel, Jesus tells us there's another way, a better, simpler way, to be in harmony with the will of God. Jesus is quick to tell us that he's not come to contradict the law. Rather, he's here to give us a fresh perspective on God's law, as only God himself can do. You see, instead of governing our lives by constant reference to an encyclopedic canon of regulations, he'd have us look for God's love in all things. And in that context, we refrain from sin not because of prescribed punishments, but because it's the antithesis of God's love. You see, in Christ, our focus shifts from do's and don'ts to actively witnessing his love, looking not only to the letter of the law, but to the Spirit of the Lord. In other words, what would he do? What would he have us do? Jesus would have us live more and more complete lives of virtue, as defined by the love of God and love of neighbor. You see, he's raising the bar, calling us to elevate our game. He's telling us that the state of our souls is just as important as the actions of our bodies. My friends, to be consumed by revenge and seething with anger is as wrong as acting out on that anger. To indulgently wallow in lust is to commit the sin without even moving a muscle. To openly commit sin is an obvious affront to God. But it's no more sinful than the hidden heart that embraces vice and crowds out love. In calling us to follow him, Jesus would have us live in the love of God, leaving no room for sin, filling our hearts, filling our days in joyful harmony with his will. That means we wake in Christ's love, we give him our day, we spend it together, and we end it gratefully, another day closer to him. We know that in this life we'll never be completely removed from temptation. To the contrary, as the lives of the saints testify, the virtuous are coveted prizes, subject to constant onslaught by the world, the flesh, and the devil. But Christ has changed the whole dynamic of good and evil. In his love we run toward holiness, not away from sin. We're not alone, under siege, fearfully hanging on by our fingernails. Rather, we confidently cling to the hand of Jesus, a hand that was pierced for our salvation. And hand in hand, he protects us and claims us for his very own. My friends, in this gospel, Christ has raised the bar for moral behavior. But in his love, he raises us up so much higher, well over the bar, and safely all the way home. This has been Father Celery with this week's focus. To learn more, visit my website at www.davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.